From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the California Supreme Court dissolved thousands of same-sex marriages. About 4,000 couples got married last winter in San Francisco before the court shut down the ceremonies in March. The court also ruled that San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom overstepped his authority last February when he authorized the city to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
At issue was whether local public officials could disregard a state law if they disagreed with it. The court said no. Chief Justice Ronald George, writing for the court, said the case involved, quote, the fundamental question that lies at the heart of our political system, the role of the rule of law in a society that justly prides itself on being a government of laws and not of men or women, end quote. In other words, the justices said Mayor Gavin Newsom had no right to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples because state law prohibits such unions. It was a narrow decision, and the justices offered no opinion about the constitutionality of gay marriage. The ruling was not a total surprise because the justices, in an open hearing in May, expressed more than a little skepticism about Newsom's position. He had argued that he was obliged to enforce the state constitution's guarantee of equal protection. In a news conference, Newsom said he respected the court and would abide by its ruling.
I was elected, in essence, not to advance discrimination, but I was elected to end it. San Francisco is a proud city. We do not tolerate discrimination. People of this city supported the decision we made by recognizing that it is fundamentally wrong in this country, fundamentally wrong in this city, to deny people equal protection under the law.
Newsom added that he sees the fight for gay marriage as a civil rights struggle that's just beginning. But if that's his goal, then Attorney General Bill Lockyer thinks Newsom took the wrong path. Lockyer, himself a supporter of gay marriage, argued that California would face legal anarchy if local officials could choose which laws to enforce.
Regardless of one's political philosophy, my duty and the duty of the court is to enforce the rule of law in California. I'm afraid the mayor picked the wrong way to engage in this fight. Now I'm afraid there are going to be many people who are disappointed that their marriages are ruled invalid by the court.
Outside the courthouse, about a dozen gay and lesbian couples expressed mixed feelings of sadness and defiance. Molly McKay of a group called Marriage Equality California called the court's decision painful.
We've already won round one as far as I'm concerned because Mayor Newsom allowed us to put a face to this issue in a way that a lawsuit or litigation or legislation never could. And it really gave us the opportunity for people to see us standing in the line in the cold and the rain with our children celebrating. And if that didn't change hearts and minds, I can't imagine what would.
Opponents of gay marriage hailed the court's ruling. Matthew Staver of a group called Campaign for California Families said that Mayor Newsom had laid the foundation for the pro-marriage movement to once and for all win this battle to preserve traditional marriage. The next battle comes in San Francisco Superior Court, where supporters and opponents of same-sex marriage are filing briefs on the city's lawsuit challenging California's gay marriage ban. That case will test the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, and it's likely to take about a year to wind up before the state Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.